The United Nations warned Monday that Yemen is no closer to peacefully resolving its civil war as the country spirals faster toward famine and other catastrophes. UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths told reporters on Monday, quote, there is perhaps one overarching humanitarian priority, and that is to stop the famine. Griffiths said about 5 million people are just one step away, these are his words, from succumbing to famine and the diseases that go with it. He said 10 million more people are right behind them. Griffiths said the famine is a symptom of the country's deeper collapse. More than 6 years of war have pushed the Middle East's poorest country to the brink. While food is available in the country's markets, people can no longer afford it. The country's GDP, gross domestic product, is down 40% since the war started in 2015, and fuel shortages have become critical. The United States on Monday imposed sanctions on an Eritrean official it accused of being engaged in serious human rights abuse in the conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region, where thousands have been killed and over 2 million displaced. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement that it blacklisted the chief of staff of the Eritrean Defense Forces. The Treasury said he commands forces that have been operating in Tigray and accused the forces of being responsible for massacres, sexual assaults, and purposely shooting civilians in the streets, among other human rights abuses. The U.S. has repeatedly called for Eritrean troops to withdraw from Tigray. Eritrea sent troops to Tigray after Ethiopian federal forces launched an offensive in November in response to attacks on federal government bases by forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Eritrea denied for months that its troops were in the region, but later acknowledged their presence while denying they were responsible for abuses.